Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Fionnuala had the good sense to book Friday off to make it a more extended bank holiday for herself. You did miss one fellow that came on the show, though.
Why must I be gone for the crack that was had? Who is this lad? What's his story?
James. James emailed iRadio on Friday. He was sent in our direction. He didn't reveal who. He met somebody abroad, an Irish girl, 29 years of age, blonde, in Benidorm a few weeks ago. They were unable to exchange details, or maybe they were too far gone. Here's what he said.
It's a bit of a long shot, really. I met a girl out in Benidorm, Irish, 29, blonde, with a group of friends. And we tried to make contact in the morning before I had to leave to go back to the hotel. But I couldn't make any contact with her because my phone was dead. I couldn't pass over any details.
He also didn't know his own phone number, so he wasn't able to leave it with her.
Okay, iffy.
It went on.
She might have told me what county she was from, but being out there drinking, hungover that morning, I can't quite remember, I'll be honest.
At this point, I was thinking, maybe we just get all the women of all the counties of Ireland to send voice notes, and he might be able to recognise an accent from one of the counties. That'd be too complicated. But I asked him a very simple question. You're single, obviously.
Well, this is the thing, you see.
Okay. Are you married?
No, I'm not married at all. No.
Not married at all. So we went on a little bit. Not to give a spoiler alert, she has not gotten contact with iRadio for her details to be passed on to him and for reunification to happen. Fionnuala, thoughts?
I'm very torn between the initial thought of, oh, I'd love to get caught up in the romance of all this. This could be a real old-fashioned love story.
I was buzzing, Fred. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. We're going to reunite them. Clearly, there was sparks that flew in Benidorm and just a pure accident that they couldn't exchange details. And then, yeah, are you kind of facilitating adultery, cheating? Yeah, a little bit.
Just don't get where this guy's, James, is that his name? Sorry, you said
James.
Where James's head is at. And yet I kind of do. It's a real classic move of not wanting to take the leap until he has something secured. So rather than being a man about it and ending whatever relationship situation he's in at the moment and being a free man and pursuing another relationship, he's like, well, no, I'm not going to end the one I have because that's like my nice little backup here.
Man doesn't want to fall between two stools. No point selling the car if you're going to have to get on the bus. The chances of that woman getting in contact now, what would you put it at?
I would hope less than zero. Because, sorry, when I say hope, obviously, I would love to chat to her. Love to find out what she thought of him on their first meeting. Because I'm wondering, is he remembering it as fondly? Would she remember it as fondly as he appears to be doing?
Yeah. I don't know, is this going to have a happy conclusion? I don't know if we're going to have a conclusion for you at all, but we will leave it open to happy stance and chance.
Summary of the facts, 29-year-old Irish woman,
yeah.
Blonde,
yeah.
And was in Benidorm not too long ago.
A couple of weeks ago,
chatting to this guy, James. Many circumstances led to numbers not being exchanged, so yeah. Now can the magic and power of radio bring James and this mystery woman back together?
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.